From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, opening the hour with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, of course fronted by the great Art Blakey on drums, with Dave Schnitter on tenor sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Albert Daly piano, and Chin Suzuki on bass. Going back to 1976 for the album Blues March, this one's called Uranus.
We'll be right back.
Two tracks from 1957 in that set. That last piece recorded in May of that year in New York City. Trombonist J.J. Johnson and his quartet, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Max Roach on drums. Originally appearing on the album Blue Trombone, we heard Kev. You can also find that on the 4-CD box set J.J. Johnson, the Columbia Albums Collection, 1956 to 1961. I'd highly recommend that box set for anyone who is a fan of the trombone in jazz. Before that, also from 57, sessions recorded in San Francisco, pianist Don Ewell and his quartet, with Darnell Howard on clarinet, Pops Foster bass, and Minor Hall on drums. From the album Free and Easy, we heard If I Could Be With You, and we began the set with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1976, Uranus, from the album Blues March. We'll begin this set with a live recording made in Paris in 1969, featuring two tenor sax giants, Dexter Gordon and Johnny Griffin, along with Hampton Hawes on piano, Jimmy Wood bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. From the album Jazz Undulation, the quintet stretches out on the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein classic, All the Things You Are. Thank you.
Thank you. Make me rainbows. Make me spring in the snow. Make me beautiful music wherever I go. Make me unwind, leave behind rhyme and reason. Make me a room where I'll bloom out of season. Make me sunsets, paint our names in the sky. Let your arms be my wings, and together we'll fly. Don't let me fall till I'm all I can be. Make me some rainbows, star-spangled rainbows. Please make those rainbows for me. Make me rainbows. Beautiful music. Make me sunsets. Paint our names in the sky. Make me sunsets, paint our names in the sky. Let your arms be my wings, and together we'll fly. Don't let me fall till I'm all I can be. Make me some rainbows, star-spangled rainbows. Please make those rainbows for me. Make me rainbows, beautiful music. Make me sunsets, paint our names in the sky. Make me spring in the snow.
If you're a fan of the Peanuts TV specials, more specifically It's Halloween, Charlie Brown, I'm sure you recognized that last piece. That was The Great Pumpkin Waltz, not played by its composer Vince Guaraldi, although he did record a version of it for the album Oh Good Grief back in 1965. This version, played by Chick Corea on piano, leading his trio, with John Patitucci on bass and Tom Brechtlin on drums, appearing on the album Happy Anniversary, Charlie Brown, released in 1989 by GRP Records, the album commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Peanuts cartoon strip. The album blending both traditional and contemporary jazz, as GRP Records is mainly known as a contemporary jazz label, but also had some straight-ahead jazz offerings as well. Chick Corea at the time was recording in both a straight-ahead vein and also a fusion vein for the label with his electric band. Before that, the vocal in the set came from Mark Murphy, going back to 1969 for the album This Must Be Earth, with some psychedelic touches here and there. We heard Make Me Rainbows, and we began the set with Dexter Gordon and Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, leading their quintet through All the Things You Are, recorded live in Paris, also in 1969, from the album Jazz Undulation. You are tuned to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about The Jazz Scene, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous shows at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, program number 1718. We're here with the final set of music for the hour, and we'll begin with a classic track from Jimmy Smith on the Hammond B3 organ. One of his earliest sessions, probably recorded in either 1953 or 1954, with a group that also included Al Cass on tenor sax and Don Gardner on drums. From a compilation of Jimmy's early work, the album The Fantastic Jimmy Smith, this is Jimmy's Jam. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the late guitarist Emily Remler. She passed away at the far too young age of 32 in 1990, the result of a heroin overdose. But her music still lives on. Many of her recordings released on the Concord label from the album Firefly from 1981, with Hank Jones on piano, Bob Mays on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums, we heard Movin' Along. Before that, Sir Roland Hanna, no relation to Jake, Sir Roland, a pianist, leading his trio, with George Mraz on bass and Louis Nash on drums, from a 2002 release on the Japanese Venus label, the album Milan, Paris, New York. It's a tribute to pianist and composer John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet. We listened to Skating in Central Park. And we began our final set of the hour with a classic track from Jimmy Smith on the Hammond B3, Jimmy's Jam, from a collection of some of his earliest recordings, in many cases, the tracks sourced from the original 45 RPM records. We heard Jimmy's Jam from the fantastic Jimmy Smith. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.